When we look back at the season 2015, obviously in Scotland, Celtic won the championship again for the fourth time. But I'm more concerned with the fact that Sevco 58-8 in the championship have been really lucky, helped on the way by referees, and some of the teams haven't been putting them at the sword like they should have been. And obviously I'm referencing Hibernian, who played them in the playoff on Wednesday night. They had so many chances against them to put them with the sword and beat them. Well, just like Queen of the South did the week prior. And the Tribute Act basically riding their luck yet again. Sooner or later their luck's going to run out, and I'm hoping it's going to be at Easter Road this Saturday. In the second round of the playoff, I hope Hibs get their act together. We can't have this parasite back in Scottish football at the top, in the top flight. We just can't be allowed. Hibernian have to come out there on Saturday and really want it. And it's a requirement. I mean, if you watch that game on Wednesday night, can we really allow these people, these fans? The club's bad enough. They're a parasite, they're a disease. But can we really allow these fans? The lad coming earlier to take a corner, he was getting pelted with everything under the sun, drumsticks, money, lighters. These kind of things can't be allowed to go on. And we don't want these fans back in the top flight, man. They're a disease. So we need to keep our fingers crossed. Hibs do the business. I think they will. I think they'll win 3 or 4 0. And even if fucking the parasites do imagine to get by, they get past Hibernian on Saturday, I think they'll find it tough against Motherwell, who they'll play in the final. But the worst case scenario here is, people, is if we get Wayne back up into the Premier League next year, the chaos they'll cause when they come to away grounds, the poison they'll portray throughout the season, their fans, it's just, it can't be allowed to happen. We have to keep them down there for as long as possible, because sooner or later they're going to die, just like their big brother Rangers Football Club did. You've got this fucking muppet Dave King being the SFA saying he's fit and proper to run the club, and new Paul Murray stepped aside, he's going to be the man in charge. Still, false promises coming from the investment being put into the club, the own money left, right and centre, and it's probably just a matter of time before they get into big financial trouble again. And the best way for that to happen and for them to die for good is for them to stay in the championship. Them coming up gives them a wee glimmer of hope that they can sort themselves out, but I just don't see it happening. I don't want it to happen. It'd be the worst thing that could possibly happen for Scottish football. The last four seasons the last four seasons since Rangers died and Sevco have been in the lower divisions there, and we've not had to put up with our fans, not to put up with our pish. It's been great. And the fact, not just because I'm a Celtic fan and Celtic have won the league, but the leagues have been competitive. The games have been good. Scottish football has thrived. They said it wouldn't, it did. And we're better for it. And to bring them back would be totally wrong. And I definitely hope that Hibs can, like I say, get the finger out on Saturday and put them to the sword. That would be massive celebrations out of the whole of Scotland, whole of the UK, the whole of the world. You know, nobody wants to see them back. Nobody. Apart from them, of course. The zombies, the people, the parasites, the disease, the us. Sevco Football Club. Sevco 58-8, whatever you want to call them. I mean, they've not even got a name. They try and call themselves the fucking name that I'll not even say, because because I hate it that much. Sevco, 15-88. Don't let them back. Hibs, get the finger out on Saturday. Beat them 3-0 all day. Wins the game. Put some out. See them bury their heads for another couple of years doing the championship. Anyway, I'm furious. I'm raging about fucking the fact that they've been so lucky in these two games. Queen of the South were all over them. Hibs were all over them with the portions of the game the other night with corners and stuff like that. They just couldn't put the ball in the net. And their luck's going to run out on Saturday. Come on, the Hibbies. Hell.